Good morning. We learned last time, Pasuk said regarding Sancheirev, Od Hayom Benov La'amod, yet this day to stand in Nov. And Rav Huna said that that day was left over from the sin of Nov, and the astrologers told Sancheirev, if you get your Shalayim today, you'll win, and if not, not. We explained that the sin of Nov was that because of David HaMelech, the ancestor of Chizkiah, the city of Nov, Yer HaKohanim, was wiped out by Shaul HaMelech. And we also mentioned that later, the house of David was nearly wiped out by Ataliah, the queen. Just like there was only one survivor from Nov Yer HaKohanim, there was also only one survivor from the house of David HaMelech. Gemara now will part from Sancheirev for a little while. We will come back to him eventually. And Gemara will elaborate on David HaMelech and Nov Yer HaKohanim. It says in Shmuel Bet, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Tedvav, Vatihi od melchama l'plishtim et Yisrael. There was another war between the Plishtim and Yisrael, or of the Plishtim against Yisrael. Vayered David vavadav imo, and David went down and his servants with him. Vayelachamu et Plishtim, and they fought the Plishtim. Vayaaf David, and David became tired. Vayishbi v'nov, asher b'yilidei harafa. Yishbi Benov, who was one of the children of the giant, Mishkal Keno Shloshmeot Mishkal Nechoshet, his spear weighed 300 copper weights, V'hu Chagur Chadashan, he was girded with a new sword, V'yomer L'hakot Et David, he declared that he would strike down David, V'yazor Lo Avishai Ben Tzriah, and Avishai Ben Tzriah came to David's aid. Tzruiah was David's sister. Heard of Yoav ben Tzruiah, David's general. Avishai was his less well-known brother. He came to David's aid. Vayachat haplishti, vayimiteu. He killed the plishti. Az nishbu anshei David lo leimor lo titse od itano lemelchama. Then David's men swore that he would not go out to war with them again. Velo techaved ner Yisrael, so that the light of Yisrael would not be extinguished. David's men swore that David would not go out to battle anymore, so that the light of Yisrael, that is David, would not be extinguished. In the brachos of the Torah, we borrow this expression, v'leich ben neiro l'olam va'et, that is light not be extinguished. So Gemara elaborates on this story. Page Kuf Mem Beis in the Ein Yaakov Vor, Daf Tzadi He Amun Aleph in the Gemara. V'yishbi v'nov, asher b'yilidei harafa, u'mishkal kino, v'yomer lakot et David, my v'yishbi v'nov. Why is he called Yishbi v'nov? What does this plishti have to do with Nov? Amar v'yuda amarav, ish sheba l'iske Nov. It's a person who came because of what happened to Nov. Here's the background. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ad matai ye avon ze tamun biyadecha? How long will this sin be buried in your hands? We have to do something about it. Al yadcha nerga ir Nov Yer HaKohanim. Because of you, Nov Yer HaKohanim was killed. Al yadcha nitra doeg hadomi. Because of you, doeg hadomi has no chelek in Olam Haba. Doeg HaDomi was the officer of Shaul who witnessed David getting food from Nov Yer HaKohanim and went and spoke Lashon Hara and came back at Shaul's order and killed Nov Yer HaKohanim. Somehow this is David's fault. We'll have to see why. V'yadcha nehergu Shaul u'shloshet banav. And because of you, Shaul and his three sons were killed. So I'm giving you a choice. Ritzoncha yichle zaracha. Would you like your descendants to be wiped out? Or would you like to fall into the hands of your enemies? Amar lefanav, So David HaMelech said, Ribono Sholam, Mutav Emaser Biad Oyev Lo Yichlezari. Better that I should fall into the hands of the enemy and that my descendants not be wiped out. So therefore, this enemy is called Yishbi Binov because he came because of Nov. Who was he, in fact? He was the brother of Golias, the son of Orpah of Megillas Rosfeim. And he was coming to take revenge for his brothers, that his brother was killed by David. That's what he thought. But we know he was coming to avenge the death of Nov Irakonim and of Doeg HaDomi losing his chelek in Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three sons being killed, all somehow or other, which we'll have to discuss, because of David. Yom Achad, one day, Nifak Liskar Bazai. I'm sorry? Liskar, you're right. So one day, David went out to a village which was called Shikar Bazai. That's how Rashi interprets it. Well, one interpretation of Rashi. Others say it means he went hunting. Anta Satan v'idmi le'ketavya. Satan came in the form of a deer. Petak be gira v'lomatye. David shot an arrow at it, and didn't reach it. Mashche ad'amtye le'eretz plishtim. The Satan allowed David to pursue him, or caused David to pursue him until the land of the Plishtim. David kept shooting and kept just missing. And so David chased him until the land of the Plishtim. Kidechazia Yishbi Benov, Amar Hainu Haide Katle Lagoyadachi. When Yishbi Benov saw him, he said, "That's the guy who killed my brother." Kafte, Kamte, Vaotve, Vishadye, Tute, Be Sadia. So he caught him. He tied him up, and he put him under the beam of the olive press, and then he sat on him. It avile nisa, machale ara. A miracle happened, and the earth became soft underneath. Hainu dechtiv, and that's the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim. Tachiv tzadi tachtai v'lo madu karsulai. You opened up the place for me to walk underneath, and therefore I wasn't crushed.
Was it attempting to torture him or kill him?
I guess both.
I mean, it seems like a strange way to kill somebody.
Okay.
Sit on
him. He was a giant.
Even so.
Ahu yoma apanya demali shavtahava. That day was Erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Tsruya have kachayif reshev arba garve. Maya. Avishai ben Tsruya was washing his hair in four measures, large measures, of water. They bring in the commentary on the bottom of the Inyak of Voar that these four measures of water, parallel, going to mikvah four times, paralleling the four letters of Hashem. It's a Kabbalistic interpretation. The commentary Be'er Sheva says that from here, the Mordechai, who's a Rishon, brings that it's a mitzvah to wash one's hair on Erev Shabbos. And we find in Gemara and Shabbos that Hillel was washing his hair on Erev Shabbos. When the Ger came to speak to him, right, it says that he was in the middle of shampooing his hair. So the Mordechai says that this is the source for shampooing your hair on Erev Shabbos. Chazinhu kitmei dema. So in the water, Avishai saw drops of blood. Ikad Amri, some say Ata Yona Itrif Kameh, and some say that a dove came and flapped its wings furiously in front of Avishai. Amar, so Avishai said, Knesset Yisrael Ki Yona Imtila. The dove is a symbol of the Jewish people. Shenemar Kanfei Yona Nechpav HaKesef. The pasuk in Tehillim says, compares Jewish people to the wings of a dove covered with silver. Shmamina, I infer from here, David Malkad Yisrael b'tzara shri. David, the king of Israel, is in trouble. Atalavetev loashkechei. He went to David's house. He wasn't there. Some have the version, Shadar levei midrashav loashkechei. He sent someone to the Beis Medrash, and he wasn't there. I don't know why, he went to his house himself and he sent a messenger to the Beis Medrash. I don't know why he didn't go both places himself. But in any event, Amar, so Avishai said, Tnan, Ein Ruchmim al Susove, Nushmim al Kisove, Nushmim al Sharvito. We learn the Mishnah and the Halacha that one may not ride on the king's horse or sit on the king's throne or use the king's scepter. Shata sakana mai. What about in time of danger? Anta she'el be midrasha. He went and asked in the Beis Medrash. Amrule v'shata sakana shapir dami. In time of danger, it's permitted. There's a discussion that we won't go into right now, but did Avishai not know that pikuach nefesh, saving a life, supersedes everything, almost everything, except for idolatry and murder and adultery? Why did he have to ask whether he could ride David's horse to go save David? So it's a discussion for another time. But he came and he asked the Beis Medrash, and they told him that in time of danger, everything is permitted. Rachve leparde v'kam v'azal. So he got on the king's mule, and apparently it was a mule that runs fast. And he went, kafzele ara, he experienced kvitza saderech, the earth shortened itself for him. Discussion for another time as well. Mahade de kamaske chazi la orpa ime tave navla. On his way, he saw Orpa, that's Orpa, the sister of Rus, who was the mother of Goliath, and the mother of Yishbi Benov, who we're talking about. He saw her, she was weaving, or crocheting, or something like that. Ki chazite, pesakte lepilcha, shedite leve. When she saw him, she thought she would kill him with her crocheting needle, or with a piece, sharp piece of the loom. So she threw it at him. Sevara lemiktele, she thought she would kill him. Amrale, she said to him, Elem, aitili plech, pelach. She said to him, she missed. And she said, young man, bring me back my needle. So he did. Pat gave Resh Mocha v'katla, and he stuck it in her head and killed it. Yishbi Vinov saw him. Amar hashtahavu beitrein v'katlin lei. Pat gave le David le'ilai v'datzle v'rumche. He took David out from under the beam of the olive press where he had been, and Yishbi Vinov had been sitting on him. Trying to crush him, trying unsuccessfully to crush him. He took him out. He threw him up in the air and held his spear where he thought David would fall. Amar nipo lalav niktil. He said, he let him fall on it and be killed. Amar Avishai shem. Avishai said a name of Hashem. Ukme David ben Shmai la'ara. And left David hanging between heaven and earth. He used Kabbalistic means to suspend David in midair so that he did not fall on the spear. We're asked, why didn't David say this himself? Why did he need Avishai to say it for him? A prisoner cannot get himself out of prison. Rashi says that when David was flying through the air, he didn't have the presence of mind to use practical Kabbalah to save his life. This expression is used more broadly. For example, I remember, I don't know how old I was, maybe seventh grade or something like that. Mm-hmm. I remember asking my Rebbe, somehow we were talking about Chazon Ish, and how Chazon Ish would give people brachos for children. And I remember asking my Rebbe, well, the Chazon Ish himself never had children. He was able to bless other people, and he himself never had children. And this was the answer my Rebbe gave me. Ein chavush motzi atzman beit asrim. A prisoner can't get himself out of jail. So Chazon Ish needed someone else's bracha to have children. And for whatever reason, Hashem didn't give him children, but he was able to bless other people. So,
isn't there a concept though, that when you're ill, that the person's...
Gemara says that if you... you're asking something else. But I thought you were asking. Gemara says that if you...
Has this a lot, yeah, that... Because Hashem, you're sick. You get other people tabbing for you, but Hashem wants your tefillah. Your tefillah is more powerful.
Well, we do find that when Ishmael was dying and Hagar was crying, Pasuk says, "Vayishma Hashem kol hanar." Hashem heard Ishmael's voice, That's true. I thought you were going to ask something else, which is Gemara says that if you, Gemara in Brachos says that if you need something and you daven for someone else for that same thing, you will be answered first. So I thought that's what you were going to ask. So when we get to Brachos, we can discuss this, or maybe sooner. We'll see. Maybe we'll come back and talk about this. I'm not sure yet. Incidentally, though, Rabbi Reisman pointed out once, so people say, you know, okay, right now my mother is not well, for example, so I'll daven for someone else's mother so my mother will get better. Well, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means if you wholeheartedly daven for someone else who needs the same thing you need, then you'll be answered first. But if I say I'm going to daven for your mother because my mother is not well, then I'm not davening for your mother, I'm davening for my mother. Which is good, too, to daven for your mother. In any event, that's a discussion for another time. Amarle, my bait hachi. So Avishai said to David, what are you doing in this mess? Amarle, hachi amarle kuchabrichu v'hachi ahadrile. So David said, this is what Hashem said to me. Do you want me to wipe out all of your descendants, like Novir HaKohanim was wiped out? Or do you want to be given into the hands of your enemy? And I answered, Hashem, leave my descendants alone and give me into the hands of my enemy. Amarle, apech tzelotach. Avishai said to David, reverse your prayer. Tell Hashem you changed your mind. Bar brach kira lezabein, v'at lo titzdar. Let your grandson buy wax. In other words, let him worry about himself. You shouldn't be in trouble, which is also something that requires further elaboration, not for today. Hainu dichtiv vayazor lo Avishai ben Tzruya. And that's what the pasuk means that we read at the beginning, that Avishai ben Tzruya helped him. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav shazaro b'tfila. Amar Avishai shem v'achte. It means that Avishai helped him with his prayer. Either Avishai davened with him or Avishai helped him formulate his prayer. And then Avishai said a Shem Hashem, another name of Hashem, and lowered David gently down to the ground. Have karadif patrayo.
So they were having this whole discussion on David was up there.
Correct. And Yishbi Vinov was standing there waiting to kill them both. So they had this quick discussion. And apparently David davened quickly. That's, some people will appreciate that. Have karadif patrayo. So Yishbi Vinov was chasing them. Kimato Kubei. When they came to a village called Kubei, which is on the border of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Plishtim, according to Rashi. I don't know which specific village it is. Amre Kum Bei. They said to each other, let us stand against him and not flee anymore. Kum bay. Kum means to stand still. Kimato Beitre, when they came to a place called Beitre, nevertheless, apparently they did continue to run. And then they came to a place called Beitre, the house of two. Amri betrain Gurion Katlu La Arya. They said, the two cubs, that is, me and you, can kill the lion. So they turned around and they said to Yishbi Vinov, go see where your mother Arpa is buried. Because remember, Avishai ben Tzruya had killed Arpa a short time before. He didn't know that. When they mentioned his mother's name and told him his mother was dead, he became weak. And then they killed him. Well, like he went into shock. Probably a moment later he would have gotten really angry, but for a moment he went into shock and gave them opportunity to kill him. Hainu dichtiv, and this is the meaning of the pasuk, az nishbu anshei David lo lemor lo tetzei itanu l'machama lo techaven ner Yisrael. That's where the pasuk says that the people took an oath that David will not go into battle anymore because they were concerned that David made a deal with Hashem that David should be given into the hands of his enemy, and they wanted David to be safe and let his descendants worry about his descendants. And so they said, we're going to make sure David never goes into battle again, and so he can't fall into the hands of his enemy. That is the Gemara for today, or for this week. There's a lot to discuss there. Going back to the very beginning, Hashem said to David, how long will this sin be in your hands? On page Kuf Mem Beis, bottom line. How long will the sin be in your hands? Because of you, the city of Nov Irkoni was killed. Again, what happened was, David was running away from Shaul. He was starving. He was in danger. He came to Nov, the city of the Kohanim, and he told the Kohen Gadol that he was on a mission from Shaul HaMelech. And he needed food. And the Kohen Gadol also knew that David was Shaul's son-in-law. He didn't know that David was number one on the most wanted list. He figured that David was truly on a mission from Shaul. And he gave, the only bread he had was the lechem apanim from the shulchan, the 12 loaves of bread on the shulchan, and he gave them to David. And Doeg, one of Shaul's officers, was there, and he witnessed this. And he went back and he told Shaul that Nov Irkoanim conspired with David, and Shaul ordered that they be killed. Nobody wanted to do it, so Doeg went and killed them all. And what we will learn much later in the Perek, that Doeg is one of the people who has no chelek l'olam haba. The Perek started, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. Everyone has a chelek l'olam haba. The next mission is going to say, except for the following, and Doeg is one of them. So David is held responsible for Nov Irkoanim being killed and for Doeg being driven from Olam Haba and for the death of Shaul and his three sons as punishment. Question is, why? David was running for his life. He was hungry. So as far as Nov Irkoanim goes, simply speaking, we could say David should not have lied to the Kohen Gadol and said he was on a mission from Shaul. Should have found some other way to get food. By saying he was on a mission from Shaul, he endangered the entire city because it wasn't true. The Yad Ramah, the Rishon, very early commentary, quotes the Gemara. Hashem said to David, because of you, the city of Nov Irkoanim was killed and Doeg was driven from Olam Haba, and because of he spoke Lashon Hara about you and killed the city of the Kohanim at the command of Shaul, so all of these bad things happened. V'akol talui b'cha, it's all hanging on your head. Uchtiv, the pasuk says in Mishlei, gam anosh l'tzadik lo tov, for punishment to come because of a tzaddik is not good. The Gemara in Shavuot says that if somebody is punished because he did something to me, it reflects badly on me. And it removes me, the victim, a little bit, distances me from Hashem. Because I should have forgiven him. It'd be a good midah for me to forgive him so that he would not be punished. We say in Kriya Shema Lamita, before going to bed, part of the tefillah there is V'loyi anesh shum adam b'sivati, let no person be punished because of me. The Yad Ramah is understanding David did not do anything wrong. Or even if David did not do anything wrong, the mere fact that somebody was punished, the Doeg, was driven from Olam Haba in association with something that David did, reflects badly on David. If anybody is punished because of a tzaddik, it reflects badly on a tzaddik. So some learn the Einayim L'Mishpat understands this Yad Ramah, that specifically this is for a tzaddik. It's not doesn't apply to all of us regular people, that if somebody is punished because of us, it reflects badly on us. We're just regular people. But for a tzaddik, it reflects badly. That's how that's how the Inayim Lemishpat seems to learn the Yad Ramah. However, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol shechaveron enash al yado, anyone whose friend is punished because of him is not brought into the closest proximity to the Shechina. It causes some distance. According to that, David's not at fault. You asked, Doeg had Bechira. It's not David's fault. But nevertheless, it's not good when something bad happens to someone else in connection with something that I did.
Saying even that was tangential, that Doeg had Bechira because it was associated.
Right.
David started, though,
because the incident. Exactly. Because David was associated with this event, which led to Doeg being driven from Olahaba, it reflects badly on David. And a tzaddik on David's level is even punished for that. That's one way to learn. Or that is perhaps the way to learn, that all of the other commentaries that we will discuss have some aspect of that idea in what they're going to say. All of the other sources we're going to discuss are much later. They're in the 15 to 1700s, and they all discuss a halachic question. If I send a messenger to do something for me, and let's say he gets in a car crash on the way, God forbid, do I have any moral responsibility? Do I have to do tshuva because somebody else was, my messenger was hurt on while running an errand for me? That is a halachic question discussed in many, many svarim.
Just you send him to Safeway.
I send him to buy pizza for me. I send him to Safeway to get me a gallon of milk. Whatever it is. He may or may not be doing a mitzvah. I may be paying him. I may not be paying him. There might be factors in the shaila. But if something bad happens to him, the whole case of milk falls on him, you know, in Safeway. Do I have any responsibility for that? So the Be'er Sheva says, Al yadcha ne'rag Nov Yerkonim, because of you, the whole city of Nov Yerkonim was killed. Mikan pasakti al maaseh she'ya yudi echad shalach et chavero b'shichut b'schirut chutz la'ir. Based on this, I paskind, in a case where a Jew sent a shliach, a paid shliach, on a mission to another city, v'lechtov baderech ne'rag ha-shliach, and the shliach was killed on the road, sh'ra'uy v'nachon sh'ameshlech yikavel av tshuva mechar sh'aydo ne'rag. The one who sent him should accept upon himself some form of tshuva because he was the cause of his hired messenger. In this case, the messenger was even paid, or would have been paid. Even so, the one who sent him has to do tshuva. That's what the Be'er Sheva says, and there are other poskim as well who paskin similarly. Note of Yehuda, Shas and Tshuvas, Note of Yehuda, Madura Kama Simon Lamed Dalet, Note of Yehuda lived in the 1700s, says, regarding an old man who asked to be given merchandise to take to a nearby city, and the old man's wife objected, said he's too weak and old. He asked to be given, I guess he wanted to make a little money. He said, let me take some of your merchandise to a nearby city, and I'll sell it for you, and I'll get a commission. And the man's wife objected, said he's too old and weak, and the road is dangerous. But the old man begged and begged. Finally, he was given some merchandise, and he went, and he was killed on the road. And you want to know if you need to do tshuva. So he says that the source of this din is an earlier posek, I think in the 1400s, called the Mari Weil, and Semach Tzedek, 1600s. Hesigalav Volech B'Sachar. So Mariv Weil said, yes, in such a case, the one who sent him needs to do tshuva. And the Tzemach Tzedek, a posek in the 1600s, 1500s, 1600s, said, no, not if he's being paid. He's being paid, that's his reward. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for you. And you don't need any tshuva at all if he's killed. But even by that logic, the Tzemach Tzedek did not want to argue with Rishonim, and therefore he said, let this person fast for 40 days. Even though I say he doesn't need to do tshuva, but I'm not going to poskin against the earlier ones, so let him fast for 40 days. Incidentally, Tzemach Tzedek should not be confused with the Lubavitcher Rebbe of the same name. So this Tzemach Tzedek lived in the 1600s. I knew you were wondering. The gematria of Tzemach Tzedek is the same as the gematria of Menachem Mendel. And therefore, many people named, there are more than those two. Rav Menachem Mendel Krochmal, who was a Tzemach Tzedek in the 1600s, and Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who was a Tzemach Tzedek in the 1800s, and there were others as well, used that name for their svarim, because its gematria of Tzemach Tzedek is the same as gematria of Menachem Mendel. So I knew you were. That's why I said it.
This is a point of point that the sender was just an ordinary person, not a tzaddik.
He's a regular businessman. Presumably, he's a regular person. That no one else discusses that tzaddik, not tzaddik. That was the Inayim Lemishpat's understanding of the Yad Ramah. Others don't discuss that at all. So Notav Yehuda says, Vani Omer, I say that in our case, no tshuva is required, because this is not a case where I have merchandise to sell, and I went to Shmerel, and I said, I'd like to hire you to take my merchandise, and then Shmerel was killed, which was the case of the Mari, Weil, and Tzemach Tzedek. In this case, the old man came to me and pleaded with me to give him merchandise to sell. He initiated it entirely. I had nothing to do with it. It was the shliach who initiated it. There is no possible way to think that the sender in this case needs atonement. He is an innocent bystander. The old man came to him and said, please, 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 send me with merchandise. And it wasn't even anything dangerous, Notav Yehuda says. Every single day, people send agents to sell merchandise in other cities. It was a normal activity. It's not like I asked them to climb to the top of a palm tree and get me down some dates. It was a perfectly normal activity that people do every single day. He says, if I set up a stand at a fair and somebody wakes up in the morning and drives to the fair, he doesn't say drives because it's the 1700s, but somebody wakes up in the morning, drives to the fair and gets in an accident on his way to buy merchandise from me. Could we possibly think I have any responsibility? I have a stall in the mall, a store, and somebody is coming to shop at my store. I have some responsibility if he gets in an accident? Of course not. Right? And it's no different here. It's a perfectly normal activity for agents to sell other people's merchandise. And here he asked me to make him my agent. I had zero initiative in this at all. I could not possibly need a kapara.
So you're making a distinction activity and dangerous activity?
He seems to be, yes. He seems to be making two distinctions. One, who initiated it, and two, whether it was a normal activity or a dangerous activity. And he brings a proof from our Gemara. David HaMelech is held responsible for the death of Nov and for Doeg losing his Olam Haba and for the death of Shaul. David is never held responsible for another instance in Tanakh where somebody was killed because of him, where Avner, the general of Shaul, came to make peace with David. And Yoav, the brother of Abishai, we've been learning about, kills Avner. David's not held responsible for that. Chazal never say David's responsible. Why? Because Avner came on his own to make peace with David.
Avner initiated it. And furthermore, Avner had an ulterior motive, because Avner had been allied with Shaul's descendant Mephibosheth, and Avner had a falling out with him and said, I'm going over to David's side. So it was completely initiated by Avner. Avner ended up being killed. David has no responsibility for that. So you see that where it was initiated by the person who ended up getting killed, the other party has no responsibility at all. That is the psak of Nodeb Yehuda. The Yad David lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He was Napoleon's rabbi. Napoleon tried to set up a Sanhedrin, a council to rule the Jews, and the Yad David, Yosef David Zinsheim, was the president of that council. So he brings the earlier sources that we discussed, and he says that there's another distinction in the case of Novi or Koanim, which was that David was careless. As we said, David came and represented that he was an agent of Shaul when he wasn't. David saw Doeg there. David should have known Doeg's character, and he should have been more careful. And therefore, as I said at the very beginning, on a very practical level, David bears some responsibility for not having been more careful in this situation about how that what he said and in front of who he said it, in front of whom he said it, and how he got food. And therefore, David has some responsibility, but perhaps in other cases where the sender wasn't careless, then he would not have responsibility.
There's a bit of deceit here in that the Cohen didn't know what he was getting into, because David told us a tale about it.
Right.
I mean, would it have been different if David said, I'm running from the king, you know, I need some help here?
Presumably yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. If David had told the truth, and Achimelech, the Cohen Gadol, had said, well, I'm going to side with you, so then that would have been his free choice.
Yeah.
And maybe David would not. That's what the Yad David is saying. Mm. That's what he's saying, that David's responsible because David made up a story and got them in trouble. And furthermore, David was careless in talking in front of Doeg. But if the circumstances had been different, David would not need an atonement. And therefore, to apply that to a case of a messenger, where if I took all reasonable precautions, and God forbid my messenger got hurt, it's not my responsibility. That seems to be what he would say.
Have a good day.